Hello.
Hey Frank, I missed you for by a few minutes, man. How you doing, Mike here?
That,
Well,
Mike.
sorry about
I
my cell phone. Yeah, sorry.
it's all right. I tried calling you back, and I don't know. It
Yeah,
is Mike, right?
Mike, from Huff and Maser.
Yeah, from where?
From Huff and Maser.
Yes. All right. I called and. I don't know. The other guy didn't know your name, or a little confusion. That's all, not a problem. But
All right,
I was just following up. I know you were calling, following up about the app, where we're at, what we're doing. I also had another question. Like I said, I appreciate you bringing the coder on, programmer. Speaking with him that day. Let's say we had a completely new project, and we wanted to start an app from scratch, right? Are you guys going by the hour or the cost of the overall project? How would you start that? How would that work?
Well, see, there are basically three different models that are pretty much followed by all app development companies, right? One of them is fixed price that we kind of prefer because if you know what you're looking for and you have a fixed scope of project, then the best way to go about it is the fixed price, right? The other one is the TADA, time and material basis. We do that as well, not so often. We do, of course, prefer the fixed price, but we do work on the T&M basis as well. The time and material basis as well, whereby you pay by the hour. And then the third way to go about it is where you hire resources from us on a monthly contract, say like 3 months or 4 months, for however longer you need them, and then they stay dedicatedly on your project. So these are all the ways that we work with, and you're more than welcome to decide which one suits you better.
All right, right. So, how would it work? Let's say with the fixed rate, like, are you talking, so many hours of programming, or so many hours of, let's say, or fixed megabytes, like it would be, or would the scope of the project have to be laid out with different features and stuff like that?
Right, yeah, that's the most important thing, right? So with a fixed price project or when it's used is, when you have exactly what you need, right? So you have a fixed scope of project. We do help you put that together as well. But then when we have the scope of project, we know what kind of features we need, how each of the screens is going to function. That's when we give you an LOE. That's a level of effort. And that determines the hours that are going to go into each of the features. The SQA hours, the development hours, the design hours,
Yes,
and we keep a buffer or we keep a cushion for the project management hours on top as well. So that said, when that comes through and when you have all the features with their respective hours, you automatically get a full total of how many hours are going to be spent, and then correspondingly, what is going to be the cost that's going to go into it.
you have any type of ballpark numbers?
Yeah, definitely. So we do give you a ballpark, and in fact we do give you a cost before we a final cost before we send out the LOE and everything. So we will give you the cost once we have the list of features that you need.
Mike, could you send me, and just to refresh my memory, do you have my email, frank@teamup.fitness?
Well, yeah, definitely. I sent you an email as well.
All right, I'm sorry. Just send me that if you can. We're in the process of, I don't know if it's going to be, we're going to push it off to the first month of January, what we're doing. Scope of our project with the app is, like I said, we had some. Maybe some security issues. We had some other things that we discussed that, a degradation from, one area of the app moving into another area, so on and
Right.
so forth. That was our original conversation, just to bring us both up to speed.
Right.
We may have another project. So maybe if you could send me something along with the services, or what we just discussed, with different packages. I may want to also pursue that also. Scope of our project that I told you about is we have a guy, small team, one, two, maybe up to three people who worked on our app. We're looking for a bigger organization, possibly for the second project, and also what we discussed in the first project. So that's where I'm at. I need to bring myself up to speed or remind myself of our conversation, what your company could do. Take a look at my notes and then get back to you on that. How does that sound, Mike?
I think that sounds like a plan. So what I'll do right now is just to, set this at base. I'll send you the email that I sent to you. I'll just forward that email once again to you because I feel like you
Okay.
missed it. And that has the
Right.
non-disclosure agreement. That has our company profile as well. And that's going to give you some refresher on the first discussion we had as well about our company, what kind of projects we've done within the fitness industry. Now, this second project we're talking about, is that related to the Team Up Fitness app or is this going to be something totally different?
No, something totally different.
Okay, and you don't want to disclose anything about it right now, right? You want
Well,
to
I
do
can
your
give you some
homework and get
idea.
started.
Not necessarily the project itself, but it would be something like a Poshmark or something with an online purchasing, with an app through the app. Let's say it's used shoes or used
Yeah,
boots,
why not? Yeah.
used clothing where people could buy and sell their clothing through the app. So there's many of apps like that, a lot of APIs, a lot of plugins. There's already, I believe, the technology for what we're looking to do out there. So
So more like a preloved
that's
market,
kind of
right?
like, yeah. So
Working on something similar.
specific.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like, we need the purchasing, selling capabilities. We're trying to put the logistics together of how it will work. We'll go from there. But that's just scratching the surface with you with the concept right now.
Do you have a few moments? I mean, I'd like to show you something, but I'd like to make sure you have a few moments if you want to look at it together.
I'm actually in a. I'm actually waiting to go into a meeting. So if you want, give me a call tomorrow morning. I forget where you guys are located. Are you guys on the West Coast or you're in Texas?
No, we follow the Pacific time zone. We're based in California. We have an office in the New York
Right.
too now,
Okay.
but I sit in California,
Right.
so I think you're in the East Coast, right?
Okay. Yep. So if you want, anytime around noon, that'd be fine.
All right, that sounds like a plan. So that's going to be somewhere about 9 o'clock my time. I'll call you first thing when I get to the office, and I do have something to show you that might probably excite you with what you're trying to do. And let's look at that tomorrow, and let's take it forward from
All
there.
right, sounds good. All right, appreciate that, Mike. Thanks for your time.
All right, man, I'll let you go. Thank you for
Okay,
taking me today.
see you tomorrow.
Thank you.